welcome to another episode of 60 Second Science Showdown with Henry and Eliza.
Good afternoon.
This week we'll be talking about fire rainbows and nuclear-powered spacecraft. So I'm up first, so I'm going to go ahead and just do my piece.
Okay.
So give me a countdown.
3, 2, 1.
If you want to send a spacecraft into outer space, you're going to have to think about how you're going to power it. So if we send a spacecraft to Mars, we can use solar power, but anywhere further, we have to use nuclear power. For nuclear power, we normally use plutonium, but plutonium is coming to short supply, so we're trying to look at different methods that we can use to power spacecraft. So one method is using uranium, and it's just you use uranium to heat some rods, and these rods carry the heat away to some Stirling engines. Now, Stirling engines are very simple. They're engines from the 19th century, and they basically convert heat into movement. And from this, you can create... And from the movement, you can create electricity, and it's enough to kind of supplement the plutonium energy that we need for spacecraft to send them out. And the new type of uranium reactors can be used as a possible future power source for colonies on Mars.
Cool.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's go.
Today, I want to talk about fire rainbows, which aren't actually rainbows and are not made of fire. They're really called circumhorizontal arcs, and they're big multicoloured bands of colour across the sky. So you can see why people call them rainbows sometimes. They're caused by cirrus clouds high up in the atmosphere, and cirrus clouds are very, very cold because they're up so high. They're also thin enough to let the light through, which is really important. Because the clouds are so cold, you get tiny ice crystals forming. And when these crystals are hexagonal and tessellate end-to-end parallel to the Earth's surface, the light splits in such a way that we get huge spectrums forming across the sky, which is what we call a fire rainbow. The reason we don't see them in the UK so much is that the sun's got to be really high up in the sky. It's got to be above 58 degrees from the horizon. So to see them, we need to head somewhere like the US, where apparently you can see them quite a lot. So my conclusion is that physics can be beautiful if you go to America. So that's it for this week on 60 Second Science Showdown. We hope you enjoyed it and listen to us again next week.